This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, happy race day, everybody. Time to get the submarine races out along the Gulf Coast. So much rain, a lot of the racetracks have had to cancel, but hang on. We've still got a huge show. Later today, we're going to podcast it at usfdracing.org. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane, always brought to you by our good friends at Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. And Tim Bryant's got a lot to talk about coming up in next weekend's events, so he's standing by. Also, Deep South Speedway, also Sunny South Raceway, and Mobile Regional Airport now have got those new nonstop flights to Chicago thanks to United. They're doing a couple a day, and you can go on to mobairport.com to find out more. So what do we got? Joe McArdle had to cancel the races last night thanks to Mother Nature. Sunny South Raceway will redo that race in September, but he's got more to talk about, and also a racing school that starts July 27th. We mentioned Chris Carter with Deep South Speedway again. So far, we're looking at the weather radar, and the operators of the track have not canceled yet. So they're one of the tracks that are still planning on racing, which is great because I might have a bomber ride tonight. We might go mudding in a bomber. So we'll talk about that again. Also, I've got another young driver who's just getting started in the Stinger class. Her name is Stephanie Carraway, and she has done a great job. Hasn't won a race yet, but she's learning a lot. We'll talk about her and how she got started in racing. It's a pretty cool story with her. And then Dustin Long with MRN live from Daytona, again from the groundbreaking. If you didn't see, a new expansion project down there, over $400 million going into it, should be done by next year. How about that? Also, a great race last night in the nationwide race. And how about Kyle Busch on the pole, his first plate pole? And then how about this? Also, it almost sounds like Ricky Brooks is down to Daytona. 31 cars busted with illegal roof flap spacers. Now I bring in Tim Bryant, and I joke about Ricky, but Ricky's obviously the tech guy at Mobile and Five Flag Speedway. He does a great job. But the reason why I bring that in, of course, is you and I know he is one of the best tech guys in the country, and he'll look at stuff that no one would think about. So that makes me wonder, maybe he is down to Daytona this weekend.
Well, happy 4th of July weekend. Yes. To you, Kane. And racing has changed so much in the last decade, or certainly two. Technology has kind of brought on a new method for tech and race cars, and the tech is a lot more precise than it used to be, and I think that's testament to the close racing that you see anywhere from your local short tracks right on up to your super speedway.
Yeah, and you have a rare off weekend, so you know how to pick them since it's raining. So this works out great for you, doesn't it?
Well, I tell you, this is a little summer mid-break we had in our schedule. I actually had an extra weekend off, and we was hoping folks could, enjoy their 4th of July weekend, and I don't know if, unless they've enjoyed going to the movies, if they've been able to follow through with their plans. I know in our case, we planned on visiting the Gresham Motorsports Park for the World Crown 300 on Thursday, and of course that got washed out, rescheduled for August the 10th. But nevertheless, we are chomping to be able to get back to racing.
Well, and you will next Friday the 12th, but this is one of the biggest race nights of the year, not just for the cars, but for the kids. You got the annual bike races, and all the kids get a trophy. You do something that no other track does. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I tell you, it's something the kids look forward to every year during their summer break, and we always have over 100 kids riding bikes around the racetrack, and Panhandle Paving and Grading is supplying a trophy for every single kid. Our sign out in front of the Speedway said every kid's a winner. Tracy Goodson, Steve O'Brady's going to give them certificates for ice cream, and it's a lot of fun, and I tell you, parents come down there with their cameras, and it may be some future racing superstars pedaling their way around the Speedway this Friday.
I'm telling you, I grew up in Indiana, and it was Henry's Speedway in Battleground, Indiana, is where I took my bike races, and that's where the bug bit me. Now look. So I can relate with that, absolutely. And again, these kids, they take pride in this, and they're serious about it.
Oh, yeah, they really are. And, of course, along with that, we've got a great program of stock car racing, by the way, with open-wheel modified, super stocks, sportsmen and bombers all on the same program.
Well, and that's a huge event. But then here's the best part: just $10 admission gets you in. Kids 6 and 11 only $5, and 5 and under and free. Bring the bikes out. They also have a great weekend start off anyway next Friday. And what have you been seeing? You know, as we talk as other promoters and some of the racing community down here, we always like to kind of talk a little bit about how the fans are coming in. What are you seeing? How has it been this year as a promoter compared to maybe the last year? I mean, everyone talks about how the economy goes back and forth, but you guys this year, it's a Five Flags and Mobile have done darn near everything you possibly could besides letting anyone in free. I mean, you're getting $5 and $10 nights, and it seems to me as a race car driver and a fan, when I look out the stands, I'm starting to see more people out there.
Well, I tell you, it's a challenge to say the least. I mean, you know, it's no secret we're in tough economic times, and people's you know, dollars are stretched, be they racers or be they race fans, and you know, we're always trying to figure out a way to make the experience a little more affordable, and that's tough in a lot of regards. But you know, and then of course, Mother Nature always plays a big role when it comes to fan turnout, and we got off to a little bit of a rough start for 2013, but things have turned around, and I tell you, the racing itself has just been so good. If we can get folks there and they leave talking about it, and you know, it tends to snowball from there. And the last couple of events have been very well attended, so we certainly have our fingers crossed for a strong finish.
Well, you talk about snowball, I have to throw it out there. Tickets are still going great for that. And talk about this, the 46th years. Am I correct? Or did I screw that up?
This will be the 46th year.
That's right. Yes, that's what I thought. Okay. and again, this is going to be another big event for you. You know, it's way too early to talk about NASCAR names and things like that. But again, every year, I mean, once we're done with the race season, we're like, oh, we need a break. And about 2 weeks after that break, we're like, man, hurry up, snowball. And that's what it's like for a driver. It really is.
Well, you know, we've got, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 or 50 entries already on file. You know, ticket sales are going well. We're in the renewal process now for those folks that had reserved seats from last year. And, of course, that will go on until August 1st. We'll spend a couple of weeks doing upgrades for those folks, and then tickets will go on sale to the general public. So interest is still high for the Snowball Derby. We're thankful for that.
Oh, yeah.
And I anticipate this year's race to be as big or better than ever. And, by the way, we're going to be adding another division in this year.
Oh, you know, I heard a rumor about that. Are we going to say what it is yet, or do we hold off?
Well, I mean, it's safe for us to say the pro trucks have been real successful in coming out of the gate as a new division this year. Of course, we think that division has got a lot of potential, and unfortunately, the way we planned our schedule, we had a larger gap in there than we really wanted to, but chomping at the bit, we'll be back in action with the pro trucks next Saturday night, and 2 weeks after that, we'll be in action at Pensacola with the pro trucks. They are on the Snowball Derby schedule. The schedule is still being tweaked, so I'm not really ready to say what day, sometime within the next couple of weeks, we'll be letting that know.
Now, I know the truck drivers will be ecstatic about that. Demolition Derby coming back August 9th, another $2,000 to win, man. We had a great car count at Mobile a couple of weeks ago. You'll see the same thing at Five Flags, won't we?
Man, I tell you what, that Demolition Derby at MIS was just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was great to see our old buddy James Hollingsworth standing there with the trophy as the car owner. We're going to do it again on August the 9th at Five Flags. Already got some calls from out of state, some guys asking about the rules. That's a lot of fun, and our course is a little tighter at Pensacola as we do it right there on the front straightaway. So it's right there under the noses of the race fans.
Well, let's switch gears to Mobile International Speedway. Big night next Saturday, $10 for five divisions. You're doing it again. You've got the pro late models, the sportsmen and bombers, the trucks, and also adding the motorcycles in the mix. And again, that's like $2 a division. That's amazing. And it's going to be great racing.
Well, I tell you, we're anxious to get the pro late models back on track. A very tight points race with that Midwest Cooling Towers mini series, if you would. Almost a repeat of last year between Bryce Dulabon and Josh Bragg. Of course, Jeremy Pate is right there as well. So, you know, those guys will be duking it out. Double features, once again, a 20 lapper to start the program. They'll end the night with a completed invert finish. We'll invert the finish of the first race just to make the lineup for the second race. So that always makes for some interesting racing. Of course, the Southern Motorcycle Asphalt Racing Series, they were in Pensacola just 2 weeks ago.
Put on
a great show. Rob McClendon, Dave O'Merson, John Cohorn, and all of those guys put on quite a show. So we're looking forward to having those guys back. I mentioned the pro trucks back in action. Sportsmen and Bombers should be a great night.
Well, I want to hit something really quick and ask you, not putting you on the spot, but there was on your Facebook page, Mobile's website, there was a fan that talked about the Bomber Racing and has noticed, and I'm a driver in that class, so I want to hear as far as what your thoughts are. And his one complaint about the Bomber class, he loves the racing in it, but seems to be getting a little bit more physical, seeing more damaged cars, and some people kind of, I wouldn't say driving over their heads, but really not using their heads when they're driving, and instead of trying to pass someone, they wreck them. I've seen that. I've got video up, and it's amazing to see that in any class. But now, granted, the Bombers are beginning class. What would you say to this fan, and how would you address that?
Well, I mean, here's our position on that. Of course, we've got one of the best race directors in the country, and Dan Spence. And by the way, that's kind of a thankless job. I mean, anytime there's an incident, there's always a divided line down the middle of who saw it in what way. But we don't condone rough driving. We certainly can't condone intentional wrecking, and we try to take action on that. But let's put it this way: short track racing is always been built around a little smack talk. So we're hoping that's what it is.
I've not noticed.
And when we hear it, we'll make a little note. We'll kind of watch those drivers. So if somebody threatens to take somebody out, they're probably maybe going to get by with a little even less aggressiveness than somebody that just does it quietly.
Did you Bomber drivers learn anything?
Answer or not, yeah. But that's kind of our position on it.
Well, I know it's going to be another big event. We love racing at your tracks. There's no finer, to be honest. You guys always put on a great show, and we're appreciative that you're part of this show. So next Friday and Saturday, obviously, going to be a big race event. Now, again, back to the Snowball Derby with about 30 seconds left. If we want to go ahead and get tickets, how can we do that?
At this point, we're simply, our ticket office is open each and every day at the Speedway. You can call Five Flag Speedway. The contact information is at fiveflagspeedway.com. But you can call, talk to a live voice, renew your tickets with a credit card purchase over the phone. We'll either mail you the tickets or hold them at will call.
It's just that easy. I can't wait. Well, we look forward to coming to play next weekend. We'll see you Friday and Saturday and back on the show next Saturday, Tim.
Hey, we're looking forward to it. We can't wait to get back going again.
All right, there you go. Tim Bryant from Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Tell you what, he had a great weekend to take off for sure because of the rain, but we've still got more racing to come. Joe McCarnell from Sunny South Raceway, Chris Carter with Deep South Speedway. So far, looking, it's still scheduled ready to race tonight, and we're in Daytona with Dustin Long with MRN. Lots to cover. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll be down live in Orange Beach for the submarine races. Got the painted number 5. It's hot pink. You can't miss it. So it'll be some of the rain we've got down here. We're hoping to still get racing in Daytona. Hey, there's no rain down there. I think we're going to see a good race. Dustin Long down there and MRN. We're going to talk with him shortly. Kyle Busch on pole. His first plate pole. 31 cars busted with illegal roof flap spacers. He'll dive into that all a little bit later. But first, we're heading over to the Deep South Speedway side in Locksley, Alabama. I-10, exit 44, and 4 miles north on the left. You're going to find it there. And I believe Chris Carter's already out at the track building a dome so we can get it in tonight. Hey, Chris, morning.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, we're ready to go racing. I'm hoping that we can get this in, but I know the track is keeping an eye on the weather, so the first thing we need to say is, how we looking?
As of right now, we are racing. Yeah. As of right now, I was talking to John Hartman just a while ago, and going to try to make a decision by noon, somewhere around lunchtime, 11 o'clock. So everybody that's interested in coming out tonight, make sure you pay attention to DeepSouthDirt.com or Facebook, or we're on Twitter at DSSDirt. So we'll have all those social media sites updated and what have you with what's going on here at the track.
Well, I'm hoping it gets in there because we've worked out a deal where I might be able to take a spin tonight in the Bomber, and I'm kind of excited about that. Been a while since I've been on the dirt track.
That should be a little bit interesting. That's the reason I want to be able to race tonight, so I can watch you make a fool of
myself. Oh, come on now. Come on. Hey, last time I was in there, I did okay, and was it Nathan's Modified, so I didn't wreck it, and we were in the top three or four or five or six. I don't remember. So, well, let's talk about what's been happening at the track. On hold right now, we have a very nervous young driver who we've talked about, but she sounds great. She does.
Nervous? Why is she nervous?
I know. This is radio. It's easy. You and I know this. Stephanie Caraway has got her start in the Saturn Stingers. Let's start off with the Stinger division out there, the top three from the points and how we're running out there. And how's she doing?
Well, actually, Stephanie Caraway, I've talked about her actually the last two times we've been on the air, and I talk about her when I had the microphone in my hand at the track. And the reason I'm talking about Stephanie Caraway is it's well-deserving. Stephanie does what she has to do on the track. She's very impressive in how she does it, stays out of trouble, and next thing you know, when they cross the stripe, I'm going, Stephanie Caraway second, or Stephanie Caraway third. So, you know, she's doing what she has to do. She's actually second in the point standings. Well, I'll take that back. She's third in the point standings. Yeah. So, you know, she's doing what she has to do, you know, to be where she could possibly win a championship in the Stinger division.
And how about that? And I believe that's her first year out of 12 steady cars that are out there. Brandon Allen, I believe, is first. You've got David LaCourse, who's done great racing, and then there's our Stephanie right there.
Right, and of course, we've got to get it right. That's Dave LaCourse on the number 62 car. Yeah, we got to get that right. But real quick, if I can, I'd like to give a quick rundown of our top three and our points at Deep South Speedway. And as you said, in our Stinger division, Brandon Allen, Dave LaCourse, and Stephanie Caraway. In our Bomber division, number one, he has five wins. It's the number 50 car of Richie Brasmer with 671. He's followed by the number 74, Chris Berger, who has 624 points. And third is Chris Drew. He drives the number 51. He has 580 points. In our street stock division, Sean Goodwin, he has five wins also. He has 679 points. And followed by him is that number two car, number 80, of Ronnie Vick. And Ronnie Vick is somebody you better watch, because I just got a feeling he's going to be in victory lane here real soon at Deep South Speedway.
He's right on Sean's rear end for the points, too. It's only 30 points out.
Exactly, and I mean, that's a close race right there. And in the third position is the number one of Wayne Gunn. He has 604. And in our mean, bad, run what you brung modified division, number 37, one of my drivers in a PR4, I'm proud to say, is Kyle Rakowski. He's leading the points. And one of your buddies and mine, Nathan Ingersoll, he has 534, who is second. And followed by the number 75 of Joey Moxley, which leads me to my next statement. We're going to have a possible 700 to win in our modified division, okay? And if you hadn't won in the modified division in 2012 or 2013, you have a chance to win $700. Now, I'm not picking sides or anything or nothing like that. I promise I'm not. But just Joey Moxley, you keep hearing me talk about him, and for good reason. I just think Joey's probably going to be the one to be the next person to actually get that extra money. And real quick, I want to thank P. Ladner, Septic and Dirt, Glassman Motorsports, and Booker Farms for that extra money in the modified division.
Which that helps.
it definitely helps a lot. But, you know, I mean, the modified division, I mean, it's just, man, them guys, I mean, it's just, actually, that's just about like our main class at Deep South Speedway, unless we race our sprint cars or our super late models. And I'll tell you what, there's several drivers. I mean, we can't leave out some of the guys, you know, like Joey Moxley, which I've actually talked about. But there's another guy, Sean Pitts. He is somebody that, he's like a Dale Earnhardt on dirt, so to speak.
Wow.
So he's a wheel man, and I also expect him to do big things in the modified division the rest of this year.
Well, you guys have had great runs all this year. Let me ask you, I know we had some weather issues with the sprint cars, and you had mentioned that you're going to try to get them back. Is there anything on the schedule yet, or have you been able, I mean, obviously those guys are still traveling quite a bit, but anything maybe in the near future that we might see another sprint car show there?
Oh, definitely. We'll definitely see sprint cars at Deep South Speedway the rest, I mean, at least once more this year. We're going to try to get them in maybe twice. So definitely you will see the sprint cars back at Deep South Speedway. And once again, it was a scheduling conflict. It wasn't Kelly or John or my fault, and it wasn't you know, the Southern Outlaw Sprint Cars fault. It was just a scheduling conflict, and somebody forgot to cross their T and dot the I, and that's the way it goes. That happens sometimes.
Well, you're looking at the Stingers normal race plus the King of the Hill race tonight. What is the King of the Hill race?
Well, I tried to pull John's teeth this morning, getting to explain that to me, and he's—it's actually. I'm no, I'm not helping you out here, Derek. But it's where they run in pairs, and I'm not sure if they run in pairs two by two or what have you. And I know John's probably just screaming at the radio right now. But
we hear you.
Yeah, and it's just the King of the Hill race, and I mean it's the King of the Hill. Whoever wins that race, I guess the trophy's going to say I'm King of the Hill in the Stinger division.
Hey, and that's a lot of bragging rights. That's a fun division. I got started on there, and I'm getting ready to switch over and talk with Stephanie Caraway. She's standing by. What question do I need to ask Stephanie?
You need to ask Stephanie Caraway, when am I going to get to talk about her winning at the South Speedway in the Stinger division?
I guarantee she's smiling right now. Well, I tell you what, Chris, we're hoping, again, that we race. Like I said, I've got the helmet ready. I've got the driver's suit ready. So if it's going on 11 o'clock, we'll be heading down to the track. What time will the gates open today?
The gates are going to open at 4 o'clock, okay. And then we'll open the gates, as I said, at 4 o'clock. And don't forget, it's only $10 to get in at Deep South Speedway. You can't beat that with a stick, my friend.
Yeah, and it's going to be great racing. The Bombers, the Modified, Stingers, and Street Stocks, $800 to win for those guys. So a big night of racing. Keep it on DeepSouthDirt.com and also on Facebook. And, Chris, we're going to switch over and talk with Stephanie. So, as always, we appreciate you coming on board, being a huge part of the show.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate you and what you do for us. Peace out, White Trout.
All right, there you go. Standing by patiently, and I know she's here again, the driver that we've been talking about this morning, Miss Stephanie Caraway. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, Stephanie, you heard Chris talking a little bit, and I don't know if you heard it on the show earlier, but he said, all right, when am I going to be able to talk about Stephanie Caraway winning that first race? You've been close a few times, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk.
Second a few times.
Yeah, see, second, that's not bad. What kind of Stinger are you driving out there?
A 95 Saturn.
It's a Saturn. It seems like when I was running Stingers, all those Stingers were always Saturns. I had a Honda, never quite got up front. So, obviously, you got the right car. Now, are you in a big group of cars? How did you get started in racing a Stinger?
Me and my dad were at the races, and we were watching the Stingers, and I just thought it looked fun, so... We started looking for a car, and I found one on Craigslist, and Preston and Nikki White helped my dad build it, and started racing it.
Well, so you got some good help in that Stinger division when you got the Whites helping you out on that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, what attracted you to racing, and what's it like to be strapped in? First of all, how old are you?
16.
So you're 16. You've already got your driver's license. Not many 16-year-olds I know out on the dirt track racing in some of these guys and beating and banging and trying to make the pass. Now, what are you learning from these guys, and what's it like out there?
Love it out there. Best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, so you've actually, you know, obviously you're doing well. Is this the only track that you're running at right now?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. Well, Stephanie, let me ask you, do you have any sponsors yet?
Not yet, but I'm looking for some.
Okay. So obviously you've got a Saturn, you're up front and you're running. Are there any other tracks that you want to run your car at, or are you just really happy on dirt?
I'm really happy where I'm at.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, let me ask you, having a race car, I know this is a race car owner and a race car driver, you got to have the crew chief. Mine is David Owens, does a great job for me, probably Dad helping you on yours. What kind of things do you guys have to do during the week? A lot of people think that you can just sometimes just show up, throw the car out, and race. And usually, if you're racing hard, something either going to break or you have to at least check things out. So during the week, do you do anything special with your car? Without giving any of your secrets away, we don't want to tell those other Saturn drivers.
Not really. We just check the oil and the tires and everything, and we just show up and race.
Isn't that nice? It's fun. Well, I know hopefully we're going to be out there today. Again, you keep an eye on DeepSouthDirt.com. That has all the information in Facebook. Now, I do want to ask you one question real quick. And you have the perfect story on getting started with racing, Stephanie. You were a fan. You and your dad were out in the stands. And you looked over to Dad and said, you know what? I think I can do that. What do you think, Dad? And he probably had that glimmer in his eye and goes, let's go build a race car. What would you tell other kids? And there's other kids even younger than you that are starting driving. So, and we love to see the girls go out there and do great. So that's why we're really cheering you on. What would you tell any new kids that are thinking about starting racing? What kind of advice would you give them? And especially young girls.
I would tell them what my mom tells me. Oops. She said, You can do it now and have the time of your life, or you can look back years later and regret not doing it.
Wow, that's good advice. And your mom said that?
Yeah.
You gonna get mom in the car?
Nope.
So you can't play, Mom. Oh, that's awesome. Stephanie, I tell you what, I want to have you back on the show. When you get that first win, hopefully it's tonight, maybe next week, and we'll have you back on the show. But I appreciate you coming on. And again, if you want to find out how to help out Stephanie, go on to Facebook. You can find her, Stephanie Caraway. You can also go to Deep South Speedway, get the information there, call about her, and they can put you on track on this young driver that's really going to probably spark some interest. I don't see you staying in Stingers for too much longer. From everything I've seen on the track and everything that Chris has told us and everything we hear about you, it sounds like you're on the way. So I just want to thank you for getting up early this morning and being part of the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, there you go. Keep an eye on that girl again, Deep South Speedway, Stephanie Caraway. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hey, I think we're going to get the race again. I really do. I'm an optimist. I've got to do that. I've got a bomber waiting for me to go play on dirt tonight. Come on. Shifting gears to NASCAR MRNs. Dustin Long is in Daytona. What an amazing night last night. I'm not going to tell you who won, but I'll tell you how he did it. He moved the guy out of the way and wrecked him. How about that? That's good racing. NASCAR coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to all the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Deep South Speedway, still running on the dirt, and I'll be in a bomber there tonight. Can't wait. Again, if it doesn't rain out, keep an eye on Facebook and also deepsouthdirt.com. Sunny South Raceway, appreciate all them. And Mobile Regional Airport, again, where they've got new nonstop flights to Chicago through United. You can take a trip up there, go see the NASCAR race. How cool would that be? Maybe a game at Wrigley Field? You can see those rates at MOB Airport.com. Thanks again to Tim Bryant from Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Joe McCardle with Sunny South. And again, a great interview there with Stephanie Caraway, young driver that is just getting started into the Stinger division. And I tell you what, we're shifting gears. One of the best races, there's three races that I watch that I tell the wife, don't talk to me, don't even, you know, don't have any people over. That's Daytona anytime. That's Bristol and that's Indy 500. So we're back tonight. Jealous as all get out as he's pulling into the track. Dustin Long with us now with the MRN. And you're getting a busy start. No showers, I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. Like the weather looks good down there. But a great night of racing, and it started off even with bulldozers. Maybe you can kind of talk a little bit about that. Dustin Long, welcome to the show.
Hey, so you tell your wife that there are certain races not to talk to you because you're going to watch. So when does she tell you not to talk to her?
You know what? Hey, your phone's getting kind of bad again. Another bad connection. There's no, you know, when she watches, I can tell you, when she watches those Housewives of Beverly Hills, I leave the room. She's got it. So if she wants to clear the room, she knows how to do it. I can't stand that stuff. But anyway, well, shifting gears, again, getting back into the car scene. You guys, last night, pretty good racing. But again, yeah, but I want to talk a little bit about this $400 million expansion project and kind of a unique way that Daytona, Joey Chitwood came up with to kind of get the media involved.
Well, it was for their groundbreaking ceremony yesterday outside the track, and what they're doing is they're basically by the end of January 2016, Daytona International Speedway will look completely different. Wow. The backstretch stands will be gone. The front stretch stands will be completely redone. Wow. Seats that are 18 inches wide will be 20 to 21 inches with arms rest. There'll be significantly more concession stands, restrooms. There'll be escalators. It'll just be basically a complete facelift for this track that'll be done over the next couple of years. And so they had groundbreaking ceremonies yesterday, and what they did is, since it's a racetrack, they decided to have a little race, and they had these 20-ton wheel loaders, and they had a few drivers try to do these maneuver through this obstacle course, drop a load, and then whoever got it done first got to get in an excavator, and then, you know, break the ground.
So, oh, wow.
The team of Greg Biffle and Trevor Bain won, and they got to do that. And so that was the kickoff of what they're calling Daytona Rising.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of a neat way to do it. And again, this sounds like a major, major expansion project. What was the reason for it? It was time.
It's time.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta. You got to do upgrades. You got to make sure the fans have all the amenities that they want, need, and that they can get at other places. Otherwise, what you know, why do they want to come to your sports facility when they can watch the event on TV?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, let me ask you, you know, I saw 31 cars were busted with illegal roof flap spacers, and this went to both garages, nationwide and the cup level. First of all, what made them look at those, and what was exactly done? I think it was for more, I guess, weight, but these things aren't that, they can't be that heavy. What exactly is going on there, and what kind of penalties could arise from this? There's like 31 teams involved.
Well, it was something that kind of came to NASCAR's attention on Friday, and they started looking back at all the cars, and they found 16 cars with the violations in the Cup garage, and they contacted the officials in the Nationwide garage, said, you better check this out, and they found 15 cars.
Jeez.
So essentially, it's these roof flap spacers, and they've just been shaved down or just kind of, you know, taking some of the weight out. There's different things, different reasonings. One team said, you know, it essentially is taking weight out. You know, no, for a 3,300-pound car, it's not a significant amount of weight, but it hangs off the roof and inside the car, and you want to lower the center of gravity as much as possible. And, you know, yeah, if you take a few ounces there, is it really going to make a difference? Well, no, on its own, not. But as you know, as a racer, you know, you try to shave weight here, there, everywhere else, and if you do it in 20, 30 different places, then it can potentially add up as opposed to just doing it in one spot. Another thought was that it might allow the flaps just to kind of be up a little bit and kind of take some of the air off the rear spoiler, so it could be an aerodynamic advantage. But, you know, either way, NASCAR, it's something that's in the rule book. It's something that NASCAR typically does not inspect or take a really close look at, is what teams were telling me. And they just got brought to NASCAR's attention, and they decided to look at it this
week. Man. Well, I saw that on one of the websites. Dave Rogers, crew chief for the 18 car, said there are no gains being made on the super speedways because of this. But again, he might also be trying to be politically correct and try to save his team some points and money, right?
Well, I think what you're going to see is, because it involves a safety device, that there'll be a likelihood of some sort of penalties. It might be minor, but you know, something of the 6-point variety, and maybe a $25,000 fine or something like that. But you know, it'll be interesting if NASCAR doesn't penalize. I'd like to hear the reasoning why, but I just think because it involves a safety device, I think you're going to see something happened there.
Well, how about Kenseth last night to win the Daytona? Got a little help, obviously, but he kind of moved Vickers out of the way, and kind of explain what happened there.
Well, it was about 20 or so laps to go, and you know, I made contact with Brian as they were racing together, and it sent Ryan surfing through the grass, I guess is what you could say, when Brian was leading. But, you know, the way Matt explained, and I asked him afterwards, is that you know, he was running behind Brian, and he had you know, the front was off center, so he could get some air to his engine. And he said he wasn't looking behind him; he was focused on staying on Vickers' bumper, and somebody from behind hit him, knocked him sideways, and all of a sudden it caught. He went sideways; it caught Vickers' bumper, and it just kind of knocked him off course a little bit. So he said he felt awful about it, and
from victory
like
lane
from behind.
Well, how about? I know you're getting ready. You're getting real busy as you're getting ready to the track here. We got about a couple more minutes. I want to ask you about the pole run. And now, obviously, you know, we've seen at Daytona, mostly people say it's not anything. It's the car. You just jam it and go around. Well, this time around, Kyle Busch gets the pole. His first plate pole. What does that mean for the start tonight?
It means that you'll see the 18 car cross the start finish line first, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Qualifying, as you say, just doesn't matter a whole lot unless there's a wreck on the first lap and you're starting 25th and you're in it because you didn't qualify well. It's a simple thing. I mean, you know, it's significant in the one sense is Kyle's first restrictor play pole, but, you know, it's a nice little thing for the team, but, you know, we're racing in a few hours and you know, after that first lap or two, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know we have a lot of rain along the Gulf Coast. How does it look in Daytona? The weather look good for today?
Right now, I can tell you it's sunny, breezy, and pretty warm. So,
that's beautiful.
the amazing thing is we haven't had the typical afternoon rain showers here, so maybe they'll come today, or maybe they'll stay away. But you know, we'll see racing tonight.
Now, that's good. Earnhardt Jr. talks about again the number three possibility returning to Sprint Cup. He's okay with it. Again, everyone seems to keep asking him, "Are you sure you're okay with the three coming back?" It's not really that big of a deal to him, I don't think, is it?
Yes, what again?
I said, is it that big of a deal for him to have that three back out there? I mean, he seems to think because Austin's going to be out there, and you know, he's been with
the
team.
Is it a big deal? I'll tell you, it's a big deal. I'll tell you what, you should open up your phone lines and ask your listeners.
Oh, I know it is.
You know, I mean, I asked Dale Jr. the question about, you know, when we get back to Daytona at this time, you know, in February, in all likelihood, you're going to see the three car in Sprint Cup with Austin Dillon. And, you know, essentially the question is, what would it be like to see that? And he's like, hey, it'll be great. Yeah. And you know, Darrell Waltrip told me that he looks forward to it because it'll be an opportunity to relive Dale Earnhardt's, you know, accomplishments and remember all the things that he did. So he thinks it's a great tribute to Dale Earnhardt. And, you know, Jeff Burton drives for Childress, obviously. He says, look, if anybody knows, you know, if the three should be back in Cup, it's Richard Childress. All the time he spent with Earnhardt. And if Richard's fine with it, Jeff says, then everybody else should be fine with it.
Yeah, and trust me, I don't want to open up the lines for that because we're in southern Alabama. It's Earnhardt country, baby. You don't have to worry about that. How do we keep track of you today during all the events? How can we keep up the track at the track?
At MotorRacingNetwork.com. My Twitter feed is at Dustin Long. And if you have Sirius, I will be co-hosting Crush Pass from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. So if it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just heading into the media center now. Do a little writing and get ready to do the Sirius show.
Wow, that's cool. Before I let you go, is there any standouts? I know there's some great-looking paint schemes, but I'm talking about, are there any solid picks in its Daytona? It's a crapshoot, I understand that. But who do you think really looks good tonight?
You know, it's so hard to say because, I mean, the second practice session only had 17 guys go out. Mm. You know, you ask some of the guys about what they expect, and they say, well, I only ran a few laps. I don't know. You know, it's just like, you know, last plate race, David Reagan won and David Gilliland was second. And, I defy for anybody to tell me that's who they had going into that race.
That's true. That's a good call. Well, Dustin,
so, I mean, anybody's race, it'll be interesting. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of twists and turns. And we'll have something to talk about at the end of the night.
Oh, I guarantee it. And we'll look forward to having you back on. I know you're just unpacking everything in the media center. I know it's busy time for you. So thank you so much, as always, for coming on board. Have a great show on the Sirius Radio Network, the XM Satellite. It's radio, I think, is it NASCAR Radio 90? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
okay. 90. So we'll have you on there. And again, God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, have a good one. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Dustin Long again, right there in the middle of the media action there at Daytona. So we always appreciate him coming on board. So far, it's been a great show. We thank you guys for coming on board, as always. And we want to thank Mobile International Speedway and Five Flags Speedway next Friday and Saturday. Back at Racing Action again, $10 each night to go in there. Kids race bicycles at Five Flags. That'll be huge. Also, Deep South Speedway still racing tonight. Go on a line to deepsouthdirt.com or also on Facebook. And like I said, they're racing tonight. Look for, I can't say what number it is, but I'll come out and say hi to the fans out there for sure. Hopefully we'll be running in the dirt. Sunny South Raceway, we appreciate them coming aboard. Mobile International Speedway as well. Kane Motorsports ready to go. The car, for the first time in a long time, is ready to hit the track. Thanks to David Owens and Susan and Michelle and everyone else that is a big part of the show. We can't thank them enough, and also the race team, including the sponsors, Pull Apart, McDonald's, ShareGodsPower.com, a great Christian website. Also, Bay City Collision, where now they've got the Scorpion Spray and Bedliners, Mobile Metro Glass, Falsac Tires, Alabama Teen Challenge, and Mobile Regional Airport. God bless y'all. We'll see you at church tomorrow and at the racetrack tonight.